Here at the Vatican, a solid reminder that Christmas is on its way is the life-size crib which is currently under construction at the centre of St. Peter's Square. Pope Benedict turned his thoughts to Christmas preparations and religious freedom at his Sunday Angelus address.
La questione della libertà religiosa, cioè il diritto delle persone e delle comunità.
Speaking to thousands of pilgrims from the window of his study overlooking the square, the Holy Father reminded them that Advent is a time to rediscover and deepen our relationship with God. The Dignitatis Humanae document from the Second Vatican Council emphasised how, of all living creatures, only man is capable of establishing a conscious relationship with God. Man, therefore, has a duty and a right to seek out this relationship. Pope Benedict remarked on how, 40 years after the Second Vatican Council, religious freedom is far from being assured as much as it should in the world. He said that in some places, freedom to worship may be allowed on paper, but denied in reality.
Si riferisce alla venuta di Cristo e mette in primo piano il movimento di Dio verso l'umanità.
Advent refers to the coming of Christ, said the Pope. It's a period in which God moves closer to humanity. We are called to respond to this with openness and compliance. The Holy Father said that the Virgin Mary, who will be celebrated on the 8th of December for the Immaculate Conception, is a perfect example of the response of love we must offer to God. She listens and is always ready to do God's will.
La liturgia ci presenta come modello perfetto di tale risposta la Vergine Maria, che giovedì prossimo 8 dicembre.
As an unseasonal warm sun fell on the square, the Holy Father offered up his prayers that everyone can fully achieve their religious vocation.
Let our hearts be open to Christ day by day.
He called on Mary, the Mother of God, to help us recognise in the face of Jesus the Child, the Divine Redeemer who will reveal to us the face of God. Following the Angelus address, Pope Benedict greeted all the English speakers present.
I greet all those present for today's Angelus. On the second Sunday of Advent, Christians throughout the world are called to prepare a way for the Lord. May we always make a place for him in our hearts and in our lives. Upon all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors, I invoke the blessings of Almighty God.